Hey, what are you doing out here on your own? You don't look like a smoker. They kicked you out. Yeah, no, I'm not surprised that your makeup's scared everyone. They're all mushrooms in there and... Yeah, I actually think I wasted my time, coming in fancy dress tonight, because nobody else has made an effort. There's one fairy's boots, there's two knights in white satin, and then I think there might be one bikini girl's machine guns. It appears that everyone else has gone as come as you are. Oh no, have you seen the guy in the black body paint with the hair sticking up? Yeah, he was thunderstruck. I thought that was pretty clever. And I think one or two said they were all sorted for ease and whiz. So, yeah, I think this whole come as a song title party was, a bit of a failure. So what have you come as? Lord Abortion. Are you kidding me? I'm Nymphetamine. So are we seriously the only two Cradle of Filth fans at this party? And quite possibly the only two that are not on mushrooms. Oh, I went to uni with these people, but I think that we've drifted apart. But I still catch up with them every now and again. So why did they kick you out? Oh, her, is that what she's going on about? Oh. No, I just ignore her because... Honestly, I have not been to a party where she hasn't caused trouble. Now, the last one she went to, she punched out some chick because she looked at her funny. And the one before that, she was fucking someone's boyfriend in the garden bed. And then the other one before that, I think she ended up in hospital because she had to have her stomach pumped because she drank too much. Oh, she's just... friend of a friend. She's a bit of a hanger-on. I've never liked her, to be honest, though. In fact, in all honesty, I very much doubt that she's freaking out on mushrooms. I think what's happened is she's not the centre of attention, and so she's trying to get into the spotlight with all the wrong reasons. No, I wouldn't take it personally. Listen, do you want to go? Yeah, I'm thinking of heading into the city and just to catch a gig or something because, I've been here half an hour and I'm really not enjoying myself. You know, it comes a song title party and they're playing frickin' Psytrance. I haven't listened to Psytrance for probably about the last 7 years. Okay. Do you want to hitch? You've never hitched before. Oh, fuck. I used to do it all the time when I was backpacking. It's good fun. You get to meet some interesting people. No, your trick is you go with truck drivers because they're really lonely and they're on a time limit. So they don't have any time to do anything nasty. Yeah. And the really nice ones will buy you a cup of tea and a sandwich if they can see that you're starving. And they're interesting people to talk to. And you know, if you've got some good travel stories, you can be interesting as well. No, I never let that worry me. I was young and I didn't have any money. It's good fun. Well, let's just see if this person's going to stop for us. Am I stick your thumb out? That's all right, we can keep trying. That's all right, we'll keep trying. Let's try this one. It's early days yet. Now sometimes I've, you know, been waiting half an hour with my thumb out for someone to pick me up, and other times it's just the first person. And it might be easier if I do it, being a girl. Someone coming just up this way. I'm going to try this one. Oh no, they've just turned. Shit. No, we're not going to walk all the way to the city. Listen, we'll get a lift, don't worry. Where's your sense of adventure? Wait. And they're gonna stop, Fuck. I'm starting to lose hope too now. Such a shame that we didn't last long at the party, and in all honesty, your makeup, despite the fact that it is absolutely revolting and I can barely look at you, it's pretty impressive. It would take in a few hours, wouldn't it? Yeah, I did the same thing too. What are you worried about? I'm the one who should be worried. I'm the one hanging out with Lord Abortion. Now, I think probably the reason why we're not getting picked up is because we look like a pair of fucking freaks. I don't know if it's a good thing that it's nearly summer, because I hate summer. Yeah, melts your makeup, doesn't it, the heat? Yeah. And I'm a long sleeve sort of person as well too, so I have to give them up for a bit. I'm the sort of person that spends probably about 8 months of the year in air conditioning. You too? And in black clothes? Oh, how funny is that? Two people, two Cradle of Filth fans, meeting at a shitty party. Because honestly, I almost wasn't going to go tonight. You know, but I still made an effort. I stuck to the dress code and then rock up and find out I'm the only fucking person, besides you, that has bothered. But it's all been worth it. I It's still too cool to be out here. Do you want to come back to mine? I only live about 10 minutes walk from here. I don't think we're going to get a lift to the city. I think by the time we do, I think the bands are pretty much finished. Yep, fuck those lockout laws. Yep. Let's head back. So, welcome to Chez Moi. Yeah. Oh, you like my pigtails, do you? Yeah. I'm not too sure if the original Nymphetamine had pigtails, but I like them. I thought I'd wear them tonight. I'm glad we left that party. If only you could see your face right now. I just wish I could see your face with that makeup off. You look so beautiful. It's so fucking horrendous. You like watching me run my tongue and the base, the head, and swirling around. You like it when I do this? I don't want your balls to feel left out. They're missing out on any of the love. It's going to run my tongue. Your makeup, honestly. You can see how beautiful your eyes look through it all. Mm-hmm. You like that? You like that? You want to fuck me on all fours? Okay. Can you do something for me? Can you grab me by my pigtails? Yeah. Grab me from my reins. Okay, then I want you to just pull my head back. That's it. Okay. Head down, ass up. Can you still reach? Okay. Door heading you. Okay, I'll move forward. That's it. Yeah, that's it. Pull my head back. Grab my pigtails, pull my head back. Okay, stop. Stop. Okay, this time I want to suck your cock again. I want to suck your cock and I want to taste myself and you. And I want you to do something for me. Do something for me, baby. Good. I want you to get your phone and I want you to film me sucking your cock. So can you get it out? Good. Okay, let me know when you're ready. Okay. I can't wait for you to show your friends this, as I know that you are. I want your friends to see
how good I am at sucking cock. I reckon you'd be so beautiful under all that makeup. Nymphetamine sucks off Lord Abortion. Ready to fuck me again? Okay. No. No, I actually don't want you to. No. I don't want you to go down on me. I'm sorry. I really just don't want to look down and see your face with all that makeup on. I think it would freak me out a little bit too much. Okay. I'm on all fours. Okay. I want you to grab my pigtails. That's it. Grab hold of my reins. Pull my head back. And fuck me hard. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, your cock feels so good. It feels so hard. Oh, yeah. That's it. Pull my reins back. Yeah. That's it. That's it. Pull my head right back. Shall you? Do you want to stay the night? Yeah. Please do.
it's, you know, I've had a really good time tonight. It's been really amazing. I just think the odds of two Cradle of Filth fans meeting at a psytrance party that was a come as a song title party that never really was. And do you want to know something? I think I've outgrown those people there tonight. I don't know about you, but... And I'll be honest with you, I've got no inkling to see those people anymore. No, I'd like to keep in touch with you. I mean, if you can do one thing for me before the end of the night, you can wash that makeup off, because I'm sure there is a beautiful face behind that. I mean, I know how much trouble you've gone to. Yeah. And I just suddenly realised I fucking hate psytrance. I think my last shared house that I lived in, which was a few years ago, I just moved out and left all my CDs behind. It's interesting as well too, because I don't listen to Cradle of Filth much anymore either. You too? Yeah, I think after Thornography, I haven't really kept up with a lot of their work. Nymphetamine was an album that I listened to a lot after I got out of a relationship, so it's a cathartic album for me. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I remember back in 1998, I went to a party with my boyfriend at the time, and his friend and my boyfriend was wearing the one with the sister on the front doing it for herself and Jesus is a cunt written on the back. And his friend had the one that said, "Dead girls don't say no." Anyway, we were at this party and it was a uni party. So you can imagine the sort of people that were there. And there was this one girl who was one of those women's studies 101 students. Yeah, so feminist, she was a misogynist. And she started every statement with, I think I can speak on the behalf of most women when I say... And, yeah, she did what is now known as mansplaining, and she was a woman. But she just verbally laid into these, my boyfriend and his friend, for the shirts that they were wearing, and she told me I was a disgrace as a woman for having anything to do with them. And I don't think she was there tonight. I know she still hangs out with them, but... I can't remember what I said. I honestly can't. I probably just laughed because it was just ridiculous, and I think that only just made her angry. But yeah, they're not as shocking as they used to be. You think that too? Because back then, that Jesus is a cunt shirt was very offensive, and Kanye West is wearing Cradle of Filth t-shirts now. You even see Justin Bieber in metal t-shirts. I know. One of the greatest extreme metal bands is slowly losing its touch, and they have failed to paint it black.